Oh, shoot. Love you guys.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, OKN. 7:06. Happy Monday. I was 10 seconds too late. I walked out the door this morning, was really excited. A couple of things that went really well over the weekend, a couple of things that gave me extreme anxiety. What went really well over the weekend? The weather. Absolutely stunning. Just give me an excuse to go outside, and I might just take you up on it. That's what the weather did this weekend. That's what I did. Responded in kind. Oh, you want me to have nice weather and to be able to go outside? Okay, I'll go outside. But part of the weekend also includes things you don't want to have to do, like chores. One chore in particular, well, some people probably consider this a chore more than I do. I like going to the grocery. I don't know if you're a fan of it or not. I don't mind. However, we've gone to Aldi now quite often. I don't know if you've been to Aldi yet. I don't have a problem with Aldi. I don't have a problem with discounts. Let me be very clear with that. If you want discounts, download the WSIC app. That's where you can get all the discounts from the local businesses around. We like discounts. My thing with Aldi that I'm beefing with this morning, you walk in the front door, and it's like one of the most popular sections right at the front door. The produce. I mean, they put it at the front door. You walk in, and it's designed to... Aldi seems like they've designed it to where you could stick an Aldi in any city in the entire world. Whether you know, you're in the middle of Tornado Alley, South Dakota. I don't know if they have tornadoes in South Dakota. Or New York City, right there in Times Square. They seem to design the inside of their shops as if it can go anywhere. But they stick the produce at the front door. So off the bat, we walk in. There's like a cluster line kind of thing, and that's how I felt. And it's a double cart for two kinders.
Swy.
Yeah. And so, but of course, one of them wants to swing like a monkey from the side. The other one wants in then out. It's a whole thing. That was all part of the weekend. Bill, how about you?
My weekend was actually really great. Weather played a huge part in that.
Is the weather the same in the city?
Yes. Yes.
Same sun, too?
Exact same one.
Wow.
Yeah. It was really great. The weather was, like I said, fantastic. I went to a spot. I got to bring you and the rest of the WSIC gang here.
Okay. Where are we going?
Mama Ricotta's.
Sounds like a delicious sounds amazing, dish in my mouth, right?
Sounds great. Great pasta, family style. They serve, but like I had some bowl? Chicken parm. Yeah, well, I had some chicken parm, and I demolished it.
It was great.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Saw a bunch of people for prom getting ready, so vibes were up. Let's see, Saturday. What did I do Saturday? Saturday was when I went to Mama Ricotta's. Did some chores, but definitely got outside. Yesterday had a picnic outside, listened to the O's game, and it's glorious. Glorious. Happy to be back at work. Refreshed.
Speaking of prom, shout out to Katie, who had her prom over the weekend. Mames is in New York. No, yeah, I have not.
Big shout out, Katie.
Yeah. Hope she had a great time at prom. Didn't hear otherwise.
Yes.
So I'm assuming.
No news is good news.
That's none fantastic. Of my business, really. Yeah. Just open the best for her, you know what I mean? Saw one pic, said it looks great. And then we just, so and Mames is in New York today and tomorrow.
We miss her.
We do miss her, but you know what it means, though, that she's gone.
What you got?
Bill Guy the Buffer Guy. Radio rules. Bill Guy the Buffer Guy. Radio is made of electromagnetic waves.
Bill Guy the Buffer Guy. Bill.
Yeah.
You know what it means?
What is that what it means? Just me? I'm here.
No, it just means no rules.
Oh, yeah, no rules. Yeah, that song is kind of like no rules.
Right.
Yeah, we're off the rails.
Completely. I'm eating a cinnamon roll right now.
It's prom in here. Yeah.
This is getting down.
Yeah.
Maybe a little surf and turf burgers, you know?
Yes, but I will say, although Mamie hasn't, you know, she's been with us since the beginning of the year.
She hasn't told us what to do one time.
Correct, which, Mamie, we need to talk about that. But you are housing that cinnamon roll. But we miss her. I miss her. Her presence, her energy in the studio this morning. Mamie, make it back to us safely.
So we've done now where I've been out, and now she's been out.
Right. Oh, I'm coming. Don't worry.
The days that who do you feel less anxious with knowing that there's going to be somebody down? Like the, she brings a calmer presence to the office, I would imagine. And so
I mean this with all due respect.
Sure, of course.
I would much rather be in here with Mamie.
Yeah, I'm glad you prefaced that because
yeah, all due respect. It
means you can say whatever you want.
Right. Can I say something without absolutely offending you?
Is that what that feels like?
That's the other side, yeah.
All right, then I guess I get it. I guess I definitely get it. I did watch the Masters over the weekend.
Okay.
I got a few thoughts on your boy Scottie Scheffler.
Okay, please.
A few thoughts. And the Masters. I'm not going to talk about right now. We're going right. to talk about it a little later. We got Lake Norman Muay Thai coming in.
This I am excited about.
Lake
JT Smith, yep.
JT Smith. Is Muay Thai in MMA? Like, can you, you know, have
I believe it's a discipline, yeah.
A discipline, that's what I was looking for. Is it more MMA?
You're
going to want
to have some of those up your sleeve, yeah.
Or boxing. Is it closer to MMA or boxing?
Ooh, that we'll have to get that out of JT.
We'll dive into
yeah,
that.
I don't want to just talk blindly.
Okay. Have you ever done Muay Thai before?
I have not. That's one of those sports I'm just scared to start to practice.
Yeah. Get too deep into it? Is that what it is? All of a sudden, Bill's on ESPN The Ocho.
Right, but it's a great, I mean, that's how you get a workout in right there.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Have you had Thai food before?
I have had Thai food.
Okay. Do you think Muay Thai, where do you think the origin of Muay Thai? Do you think it's from like someone who was aggressive at a Thai restaurant or no?
No.
Different. Okay.
Different. It's a discipline.
I got to rethink that how I'm going to bring him in. Okay. Also, Charlotte FC match. Something went down in the Charlotte FC match this weekend.
It's a good game.
It's a great
game. Lively environment.
This wasn't a great thing that went down.
Oh.
This had to do with patrons of the game.
Are we teasing right now?
Not have you. Kind of.
Okay, I like this.
Grasping at straws, we'll call it.
Right.
Joe Berg, we're going to have him later on. We're going to have to talk sports. A lot of sports happened this weekend, I feel like.
Yeah.
Was it
end of the NBA regular season?
And with the win for the Hornets.
With the win. Finished strong.
Gosh, with every player out on injury report, we won by default.
Yes.
That's how that went down. But there was also a record broken, I think, in the Xfinity race, too, on Saturday.
Ooh, I am excited.
As far as the finish goes.
Mm.
And of course, we'll check
that
in with
pesky that. Texas roadway.
Oh, that roadway.
Yes.
But not the fastest of the fastest courses? Tracks?
A lot of people are upset at the track. It's just not aged well.
Mm.
There's only like one groove, so I'm excited to hear Joe Berg's take.
The groove's good?
You want a couple grooves so that way people can take different routes
lines.
To be fast. Yes.
To be fast. That's the name of the game right there. You know your boy McGregor's back.
No.
Oh, boy. We got some things to talk about.
Oh, boy. Oh, gosh.
Merlefest ticket giveaway is happening. If you want your chance to win, go to the WSIC News and LKM Memes Instagram page. There you can check out and see how you can win Merlefest plus a stay at Greystone Lodge. Traffic, up next.
Stay where you are. There's more Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on the way from 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, LKN. 7:18. Happy Monday to you. Mamie's in New York, so if you came for her, I do apologize. Teacher of the Month going on still. You know a teacher that does great things, or maybe you are a teacher that does great things. WSIC News. The Instagram, also LKN Memes and WSICnews.com. All you got to do is register on there. We draw a winner. So shout out to Nina's Boutique for supporting teachers. $50 gift certificate to the winner. And Brighter Smiles of Davidson, a free gentle whitening treatment. We do that drawing at the end of each month. So you still got a couple of weeks to get registered here. If you've registered in the past and didn't win, well, don't worry. Don't fret. Don't frown. You're still on the list. RideICats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte, and you cruise in the HOV lane with Jeff on a Monday. Jeff, how are you, sir?
Good morning. Doing well. Hope you are. There's no accidents to report at this time. 77 southbound from Statesville to Charlotte. There's some pockets. Traffic's getting a little heavier, but there's no slowdowns to report yet. 77 from Charlotte to Statesville. There's some pockets of heavier traffic, but things were moving. Secondary roads in Statesville, Mooresville, I've not heard of any issues this morning.
No. What you think, Jeff? You think it's a normal Monday or kind of something's off? Some of the balance is off in the force somewhere. What do you think?
You know, you can never tell, but sometimes Mondays and Fridays might be a little less than Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Traffic's a little heavier those days.
Yeah, you're right about that, Jeff. You're right. All right, we'll talk about Ohio at 8:15. How about that? Is that okay with you?
Yeah. All right.
All right, appreciate you.
Have a great morning.
You too. See you, Jeff. RideICats.com, alternative transportation. Real quick before we get to what we have to do next, Noah got caught picking his nose over the weekend. But here's the thing.
Ooh.
Here's the thing, though. His response to it was, well, Daddy does it.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
It's time for the word of the day. What's the word?
Word of the day!
Oh my gosh, I can't believe he threw you under the bus like that.
Real hard, dude.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. Right. Today's... today. Sorry. No, you're good.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I do apologize.
Forgive me. My segment. So I'm sorry. That's on me. Today's word of the day presented by Merlefest. Merlefest, April the 25th through the 28th. We will see you there. It is very close. 10 days away.
That's not a long time.
It's not a long.
That's next week.
Yes.
Like, it's next week. Merlefest is next week.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Very excited. Something to look forward to, help get you through this work week and beautiful weather-wise week. Yeah, very excited. Things are looking up. Today's word is purloin. Purloin. Purloin.
I was going to say purloin.
Purloin.
Got them purloins.
Purloin. For those following along at home, we're dealing with a verb here. P-U-R-L-O-I-N. Purloin. So it's almost what a lion does. Lion. Purloin. 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 You got a shot in the dark?
Yeah. It's a verb, so it's what you do.
Correct.
And this is something you want to do.
I don't know.
So because you've told me those two things.
I don't know if I said you want to. But
I know now that this means crusty.
Ah, no. No. How about a sentence?
Yeah, yep, that would absolutely help.
The puppy managed to purloin a few cookies from the plate when no one was looking.
Steal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, to, hold on, let me.
Wow, why would you recommend that I do that? Why would you?
I never did.
That's rude.
I never did. To purloin is to take something that belongs to someone else.
Mm.
That is, to steal it. Purloin is much more formal sounding than steal. I think we can agree on that. But it is often, though not always, encountered in humorous context, suggesting that the theft is not serious, right? So a couple of cookies, a cute puppy, you know.
Normal things that
normal
people
things.
Steal.
Right.
Purloin. Not purloin. Big, not like a bank.
Right.
Like, don't steal the money from the bank.
That's stealing. That's not purloin.
Right. Like, I purloined an additional cookie while at the grocery.
Yes. Harmless.
From the free cookie.
Harmless
tin.
Yet stealing.
Right. Right.
But humorous.
But can get dangerous if you let it go on too long.
Correct. Correct. At some point, purloining turns into stealing, and that's when you've played too much.
Mm.
Purloin.
There's a line. There's definitely a line, and you got to pay attention to that. Merlefest, yes. April 25th through the 28th, headlined by Old Crow Medicine Show, Turnpike Troubadours, Teskey Brothers, Nickel Creek, all
and
of
get
them.
Get your tickets. Win your tickets.
Sam Bush. Yeah, you can win tickets multiple ways. Here's the other thing. I don't know if you've heard yet the cue to call concept, too, we're going to have.
Cue to call.
It's going to be, I believe the, can I tell them? Am I allowed to tell them? Okay. So the song is Wagon Wheel, right? Like when you hear that song, because, you know, we're not a music station, right? You knew that, right? We just talk. But when you hear that, rock me, mama, like wagon wheel.
Oh, no, baby.
When you hear that, that's your cue to call. And you can win some tickets. We'll go a little old school radio on it with it, you know?
Purloin your tickets.
Steal them while you can.
Humorous.
Before someone else steals them. And then if you like more of the digital approach, you can register by going to the WSIC News and LKN Memes Instagram page. You can see there what you got to do. Pretty popular going on right now on the old digital sphere.
Yes.
Quite a few entries going on. But that's a little bit more passive.
Love that competition.
If you actively listening and you hear the cue to call.
Cue to call, cue to call.
That's what happens. All right, Charlotte FC over the weekend. I told you, they won. They did win. Congratulations. However, you've been to a Charlotte FC match? In the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Traditional end zone. Is it end zone? It's not end zone in soccer.
You can call it end zone.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the end, one of the end zone sections, it's like the rowdiest of the rowdy Charlotte FC fans.
Yes.
It's your diehards. It's your ones who care more than they should
base
about
paint,
the victories
big
of this
flag.
Team. Yeah.
Big old flag.
Loud music, ponchos.
Right. Party.
Like a drum section.
Yes.
Whole thing.
Very cool.
Not a lot of English speaking going on, which is okay. Because, you know, soccer, right? We have a lot of our songs are, yeah, anyway.
Right.
I'm context clues right now. But there are groups of, like, fan groups, right, that follow Charlotte FC, and they come to games. But one of the, I guess this is one of the groups, she got beat up on the way out of the stadium. See, it was funny until I got serious with it. She got beat up leaving. And so here's what the statement says online. And I have no idea whether or not this is true, but I have no reason to believe, since it was on the internet, to believe it isn't true. After the match, our Blue Furia, I'm going to guess this
Blue
is one.
Furia?
This is one of the groups.
Euphoria? Yeah.
The president, Juliana, she suffered a targeted aggravated assault while leaving the stadium. She was ambushed by multiple members of Carolina Hooligans. Blue Faria's main mission is to support the team and our community. Unfortunately, after this coward act of criminal violence, we cannot continue to do that until Charlotte FC takes proper and just actions against the Carolina Hooligan group. We demand justice and will pursue all legal avenues until justice is served. This is a criminal act of violence, and we cannot tolerate it.
Absolutely. Are we serious? Hold on.
I'm just looking.
They got in real hooligan style fighting after. Oh.
We're back to the 80s.
Oh,
this
no.
This is some 80s level drama right
that
here.
That is bizarre.
Why? I thought
we were the same team.
That's what I thought. That's okay. Now I feel better. I don't feel as if I'm lost. Like, hey, wait a second. Aren't we all Charlotte FC? Though we may like to hang out or pregame at a different location.
Sure.
We still are unified.
For the match. For the crown.
For the
right?
crown.
For the crown. Hashtag.
But not per this post.
That is wild. That's hard.
Is this like gang beefs?
That's hardcore. That's Green Street Hooligan stuff right there. I don't understand this quite. I don't know where this is coming from.
So you didn't get any inkling of this living in the city? There weren't alarms sounded?
There were not.
Sirens?
No.
Chants in the streets?
No. No, but that's a very crazy story, though. I did not know that happened.
Have you heard of Blue Furia? Furia?
I feel like I've seen the logo.
Okay.
But
do they have a podcast?
Ooh, good question. I'm sure. Who doesn't?
Well, they should. They should call us.
Right.
Have you heard of the Carolina Hooligans?
I feel like I've heard of the Carolina Hooligans just,
name recognition.
Hooligans is just kind of like a fan.
Hopewell Hooligans.
Right, right.
But we were.
We would never do this stuff.
No. Especially not to the same team.
Not to our own.
Debatably to the other team, but not to our own team.
In jest.
Sure.
Yeah, talk a big game.
In purloin.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's why we purloined all the wheels off your car during the game. In jest.
Yeah. I don't know how to use a tie rod.
I don't.
I can show you that.
We'll do that one after the show.
Yeah.
But I didn't know am I supposed to take a stance on this? I wasn't sure if are we rallying by the president of Blue Furia?
I think the stance is, I mean, we've had from my understanding, Charlotte's had a great reputation of awesome fans, great venue, lot of energy. I don't understand why we're fighting.
And I don't want to promulgate a potential lie here. So if this isn't true, well, that's not good either. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it's not April Fool's anymore.
Correct.
But we can't have same team fights. We can't have same team fights.
This is not the end of this story. I feel like this will develop throughout the week, and this will be something.
Yeah, you heard it here first.
Correct. Yeah, hooligan matches.
Right.
We're fighting.
It's not wild. Okay.
Not okay.
Not okay. JT Smith. Maybe Lake Norman Muay Thai can take care of this.
Nah. Yeah, I know they can take care of it.
I know they
could.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't need those problems.
I'm hanging out with Lake Norman Muay Thai is who I'm hanging out with. JT Smith. Gonna learn. There's actually a reason related in April.
I'm Lake Norman Muay Thai.
Team Muay Thai.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. As compared to the hooligan status.
Yeah, I wear Muay Thai stripes.
The hooligan stuff is just ain't cool if that's what they're doing. I don't want to hang out with that group. I'm not a member, am I?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. We'll have to pull it.
At all.
Okay.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. Now, back to more of Good Morning LKN with Justin, Bill, and Mamie on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN. 7:34. It's on me, actually. Lake Norman Muay Thai's on Thursday. That's all we'll say about that. This is what happens when people, leave. So, shout out to me.
It's probably best to be a couple days ready.
To prep. Right. We don't want to go from, like, hooligans to Muay Thai? Is that, I'm all jacked up right now? Is that?
We'll have to revisit the segment. I actually did like where it was, you know, developing, the buildup.
The furloin?
Yeah. Mm. Purloin is the word.
Purloin.
I don't know. What's furloin?
Furloughed?
Yeah.
Like Bojangles.
Like Bojangles.
Not like Bojangles. Because Bojangles and furlough and nobody, because they're giving out free Cajun filet biscuits.
Hit the horns.
Who doesn't like a good Bojangles Cajun filet biscuit on... well, it just says starting April 14th. Is this indefinitely? Free biscuits forever?
No, I think it's for a couple weeks. But I believe, so Bojangles, for our listening audience, Bojangles is giving away a free Chick-fil-A biscuit in honor of USC winning the championship. That's University of South Carolina winning the women's basketball championship. Shout out women's basketball. Shout out Dawn Staley and the gang down there in Columbia.
They were undefeated.
Yes.
Undefeated season.
I told you about South Carolina.
You said, it was the women's one. Was it the women's one?
Yes, I did.
Dang.
But yeah, so they're giving away. I think what you have to do, though, is you have to download their app. So it's a great, right?
WSIC News on the App Store.
Yeah, so download the WSIC app and go to Bojangles.
And say, hey, where's my free
explain to them that you have downloaded the app. And you deserve a Cajun filet biscuit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But if you download the Bojangles app, also you will also get a free Cajun filet biscuit.
I think you can entice people these days with the app downloads for food places like this with free sauces, you know, because they charge you for the sauce.
Right.
And Bojangles got them big old sauce containers.
It's something different. The Bojangles sauce out of a Bojangles container is different.
It does hit different.
Yeah. It's like Coke out of the bottle.
I don't drink Coke out of the bottle. I'll drink a Diet Coke out of the
glass bottle.
I'll drink a Diet Coke out of the glass bottle.
Do I have to specify the glass bottle when I say like Coke out of the bottle?
Are there plastic? I don't think there's plastic.
There's only plastic bottles.
Well, for Coke? Oh, there are plastic bottles.
I mean, that's like all of them.
Yeah, then you got to say the glass bottle. Right. Usually, because I would want to know because that extra $1.37 that's going to come with the glass bottle.
Mm,
those aren't cheaper.
But you can recycle that and make your money back. 10 cents?
We're not one. I wish we were. You know, I see people when I drive around with those giant things where you just stick cans in. You know what I mean? Like the cages.
Right.
Like a cage match. I wish we were one of those states. How do we get to that? Why can't we be one of those states?
We are.
No, we're not. Read the can.
Oh.
It says on like
we recycle
7.5 cents per can. But you don't get money for it here. Like, you know, you go like to Pennsylvania, you just a pat on the back. The hopes and dreams that in 5,000 years the earth doesn't implode.
Oh, just doing my part.
Yeah.
That's fulfilling enough.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's all I needed.
Now buy an EV. Go for it.
Are you getting a Bojangles biscuit? For free? For free. Which means you would have to download the app. Justin, are you going to do it? You're a great case study to see if people will do it. Because I've debated.
Mm.
Ultimately, though, I still don't have
the app. Here's the problem. This is there's some type of theoretical principle behind this, I'm sure, as well. The farther I get away from this segment of us talking about it, the less likely I am to do it.
Right.
In this moment right now.
Is you're most likely to do it.
If we had a way to transport ourselves from the studio to Bojangles and continue to be on the air, tease, then...
Oh, no.
I would do it right now. I would say, pack it up.
Oh, no.
Let's go. Let's go. That's what I would say.
Right.
But I can't do that right now. And so maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. I can't today.
You'd also have to drive... Would you drive past the studio?
To go get it?
Yeah.
It's worth it.
It is free.
The only problem, again, is the sauces. Because then what are you going to do? You're going to bring 48.5 cents for a sauce back? You got 50, you got 2 quarters sitting in your car right now? You got any change sitting in your car right now?
Wow.
You got a single.
I'd like to say odds are I do have some change, but I can't
That's a big bet.
Visibly place it.
It's a big bet.
Yeah. It's a risk I'm not willing to take.
No. Because you get there and you can't get barbecue sauce or honey mustard. What are you doing? And what's the point?
I'll tell you what I'm doing. I'm hopping right back on the WSIC app and just
shouting,
enjoying the rest of my day.
With my free biscuit. basically free were pimento cheese sandwiches at the Masters. I still am flabbergasted by this. The fact that they've kept the prices at a dollar. How they've done it. They're losing money. I mean, clearly. They charge $10,000 per person to come attend the tournament.
Mm.
And then they charge only $1.50 on the pimento cheese sandwiches. Can't we balance it out a little bit? Like, hey, $20 to attend Augusta, $10,000 sandwiches. You know, can't we reverse the equation here? Is that not possible? The math comes out the same. I'm just not understanding.
I hear your logic, and I like it.
I have a few thoughts, though, from the Masters on the weekend, okay? I have one thing in particular, and this one's pretty cool. It's like the 75th year of the green jacket. Are you familiar with the green jacket?
Yes, That's the trophy, essentially.
That's
what we're playing for.
That's the swag you get when you win. That's the bragging rights. That's the pride level you get. You also get, like, there's, like, an annual dinner, I think, that happens for just the winners of the Masters. So, like, Tiger has his own table because I think he's won, like, 6 times. Now, Chef has, like, a half table. But 75th year of the jacket, I believe 88th year of the tournament. So set that aside. I know for the statistical people out there that like numbers, they're going to say I'm wrong on this. But 75 years of the jacket, same age as WSIC. Actually, WSIC is older than the green jacket, 76 years. I thought that was pretty cool. The history of WSIC is longer than the Masters. Green jacket, for clarity. And then I had a couple comments on Chef. Chefy, still working on the name. I'm testing some things out. Tried combining Scotty and Scheffler. That one doesn't work as well when you combine the two. So try to keep them independent. First thing off the bat that I noticed, and I had a vibe going into the tournament on him. I had a vibe on Scotty Scheffles. The beard. This year's beard, I just had a feeling was going to get him through all the way. It was a clean cut. Close. There's no way that was more than a 8 guard, 7. I'm rocking a 7 today. He's got a little bit thicker to it. Maybe a 9. But the length, it really wasn't long. It was just right. Yeah. So Chef's beard definitely topped. I knew in that moment. Because if you go back and look at his, through the years and the other tournaments where he's won, there was just something different. He's like, I'm going to do this one differently. And he showed out. On one of the most beautiful courses I think I've ever seen on television. Oh my gosh. And then here was the other thing I noticed. And I didn't notice it until like 17th hole on the fourth round. The Nike swoosh, he had it on the back of his shirt. So anytime his back was to the TV, logo out.
Logo out.
It was a genius move. I got to give it to Nike on that one.
The little things, yeah.
I got to give it to Nike on that one. Did you notice Tiger's gear he was rocking? Tiger State was in the tournament the whole day. Kind of weird, you know, because you were used to seeing, at least if you watched golf a decade ago, you were used to seeing Tiger like in, you know, on TV during the last day, because typically he was very close, if not winning.
Correct.
Where like he was like the first one to finish because he was like the very bottom of the cut. So like he finished his round before the TV broadcast started yesterday. Because, you know, they start really early, like the, you know.
Correct. If everybody's got to get through.
That's right. One thing I've always kind of, I've always wondered about golf, the winner, the person who's doing the best has the last tee time. So they're playing the course last.
Correct. They have a little bit more rest time.
But what if you like a morning tee time? Because, like, I get hot, you know, like, if I'm the best.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I think the best should get to choose what tee time they want. Let's switch that up in golf. Let them choose, let in the order, group them by the pair. One chooses for one and two, three chooses for three and four.
Or if you knew that your opponent or, you know, the guy who was neck and neck with you, he didn't like playing in the morning.
Yeah. Stick him.
Let's go morning time.
Okay. So the person doing the best gets to choose the tee time for everybody. You win the day, you get to choose everybody's tee time.
All right. Now sit down and fill out everyone's tee time.
Saw Tiger out last night, put him at 7 a.m. That's what you do right there. That's some hooligan stuff. You got to be careful of that. And then I did watch the jacket ceremony with Demi. So we did check it out. She had a good point. She had a good point. Because Scheffel's, this was his second time. Didn't hit, feel as right. Anyway, Scheff won now a second time, I believe. Second or third. Again, Tiger's won six, something like a five, somewhere in that ballpark. So Demi had a really good point when we were watching the jacket ceremony. Why is it another jacket? Okay, if you won one, I could see you getting the jacket. But we need to keep adding layers to the outfit. Scheff should have got some pants last night. Tiger should at least have probably a tie, a shirt, some shoes, maybe some cufflinks. And you get to like the record, you can have like a watch. Just go full outfit. It doesn't have to be 10 jackets. Let's switch it up a little bit. As much as I wanted to laugh and thought that, please, what do you know about golf? That's actually a pretty good idea.
You should really stick around to hear what the crazy gang of three have to say next. Good morning, LKN on WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 7:48. Becca just called in. Becca was asking, had a great point, and it's funny. It's the same exact point Demi made last night. So I'm watching the green jacket portion of this thing.
Which is
a whole ceremonial setup outside of the racist and sexist clubhouse that they all sit there and the previous winner hands off the green jacket to the next winner.
Golf.
And Demi makes the comment, oh, who is this one? I said, it was named Scheffels. And she said, oh, is that his first time? I see here at the bottom, the captain says it's his second. I said, yep, it's his second. And she then says, well, wait a second. Did he win a jacket last time? And I said, yeah, that's what you win is the green jacket. That's the whole thing. But if you win multiple times, because, you know, I'm talking about, yeah, you know, Tiger's won this thing like six times. Well, why don't they have a different, you know, piece, build an outfit if you win multiple times? First year's the jacket. Second year go pants. Let's say third year is a shirt, maybe then a tie, like some shoes,
golf,
socks, cufflinks.
Like a buildup.
Build up an outfit.
Right.
To where, like, whoever's got the most decked out outfit is
right.
How
you
can
are
really
the master
of ceremonies.
I like that.
So Becca, same thought?
Yes. Yes. That's exactly
same thing Demi was asking me last night. So it's funny how that works.
Or wear all your jackets
together.
Right. Whoever
like,
is
you have to sew them like line them together. You know what I mean?
Right. Or like when people do like the life jacket challenge where they see how many life jackets they can put on without like going under. So they just put on one, they jump in, come back out. Now they have on two. And eventually by the end they have on like 10 and they just jump in the water and they don't go under. What, they just float.
I've not seen this.
Yeah. It's a good time.
Do they duct tape them?
No, they just put them on.
Regular straps.
Regular straps. Sometimes you got to diaper it. Mm. Just as many as you can fit on your body.
Okay.
Looks cool.
It sounds like don't go under at all. Like 10 life jackets, smack, like belly flap to
correct.
The water.
Correct.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. We'll do it.
Okay. Challenge accepted.
Yeah. It's a fun challenge.
You know who else got challenged and it doesn't seem like it's working out too well?
Who?
Your boy Jerry.
Oh,
did
man.
Did you see about your boy Jerry? Did you
yes.
see about your boy Jerry?
I did. Gary, yes.
Did you see
I
about
I did, him? Unfortunately.
About 3 months in? Is it 3 months or 3 weeks? I can't remember.
Made or moderate.
3 months in, unfortunately, Jerry's looking like he's getting a divorce.
Jerry is getting a divorce. After they went ahead and
publicly televised their love.
Their wedding.
Yeah.
They even came back a couple weeks after the show ended and said, hey, we're going to do the wedding live as well.
How bad do you think it was at that time? You think it was all a facade? Or do you think like they moved in and it's like Jerry just can't take the fact that she
right
refuses to inside out her shirts.
Right. She like turns on the big light when she gets up to use the bathroom instead of just the night light. That's a thing, man.
Especially at 4 a.m.
Especially at 4 a.m.
That'll change your day.
Yeah.
You try falling back asleep at 4 a.m. when you went to bed at 9.
That is very difficult. I wonder what this means for the Bachelor franchise. I'm just hanging on with bated breath.
Does it harm the franchise?
It ain't good.
In the past, are they all still together? All the ones in the past? There ain't no
not
way.
All.
Statistically,
not all.
There's
not all.
Just an impossibility
not
there.
Not all. But
any?
Some. Yes.
Some are.
Yes. Yeah, some have like multiple kids.
Does this, because you don't want to put it like to an age bracket thing, because it's not that. You know, people can...
Yeah, just
did, and,
yeah, right. It just didn't work out. And maybe because they are a little bit older, wiser, seasoned, maybe they were just quick to be like, yeah, we don't have to live like this.
We could completely speculate with no knowledge whatsoever, never having had a discussion with Jerry in my entire life. But he probably knew.
Yeah.
He knew
oh,
this was
going
to happen.
Knew. Yeah.
How long do I have to wait for the check?
Right. That's probably how long we'll stay married.
Of course. Of course.
When's my last appearance?
It's like 90-day fiance. It's
literally. 90-day wife.
I did see, of course, I think I mentioned to you, we talked about last week, like Fox News or you know the news channels, when they come out, then experts say Jerry may not be able to keep the money.
Oh, wow.
Producers may be able to go after him again. They might. Don't know what the contract says or if it says anything, but they might. How much did he get paid?
I don't know.
You think it was $500,000?
No. What?
Not that much?
I hope not.
$20,000.
That still seems like a lot.
$20,000? Dude, they'd make millions of dollars every season on these episodes.
Wow.
I mean, The Bachelor is how many years?
That's quite 20, lucrative.
20 years?
It might be one of the best contracts ever. I guess maybe you have to go to a bunch of appearances and stuff. Maybe that can kind of get a little...
Sure, you don't have to commit your soul to another human being for a short amount of time.
Right. I'm not sure how much they get paid. Thought they were in it for love. But now my eyes are open.
At least on TV, they were in it for love.
Right. Very, very heartbreaking. I'll move on, though. I'll find a way.
Who found out about it first, you or Nat?
I think it was just a series of text messages once it broke up. I think my mom, who's boots on the ground journalist.
Yeah. Daily.
Yes. She made me privy to the information.
Yeah. Oh, so she's your source.
She is the source. Mm. When you see sources close to Gary, it's...
It's her.
My mom.
Was Nat saddened by the news?
Yeah.
Like, is she still going to watch? If they make another Golden Bachelor, would you and her still watch it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it doesn't
affect you. The Golden Bachelor show itself was really good. I enjoyed watching it. It was, you know, seemed pretty genuine. You know, it's just old people trying to find love.
Seasoned
people trying to find love.
Is that almost a better approach? Like, past all the nonsense.
Right.
I'm not going to sit around and give you Valentine's Day cards.
Brass tacks. Listen.
How many years you got left projected?
I like you, but I hate your face. Sorry.
Show me your blood panel.
Love it.
You know?
Yeah.
Let's get down to it. You got the sugars? Tell now. You know? You got to know. Because, you know, you're at that point, right? You have medical needs on a day-to-day basis. You need somebody whose medical needs are going to correspond to yours.
That would make sense, yeah.
I mean, otherwise, what's the point at that point, you know?
Mm. But yeah, definitely devastating news. Other news, bringing that up. That almost slipped my mind.
Yeah, it did too. It wasn't even on the sheet.
I was compartmentalizing it.
I thought I had put it on the sheet, but then again, I thought I had Lake Norman Muay Thai on the right spot there Thursday. Coachella's going on right now, though, too. Have you ever been to Coachella?
Absolutely not.
Me either.
I have not.
Is it in the middle of a desert?
One's in the middle of a desert. I think this one's somewhere in Tennessee or...
What was the one that was in the middle of the desert?
Burning Man. Yes.
That didn't go well last year, right?
No, I think they had some sort of like dust or rain that people were stuck. Yeah.
And like a lack of plumbing.
I don't know if it was that per se, but I think people got stuck there, which probably led to different sort of things like that.
Do you know who Tyler the Creator is?
Yes, I do.
I don't. Well, I guess I do now. I don't know anything about his music. He sings music?
Yeah, he's an artist. So he'll sing it and say it.
He'll say it too. He must also be a theater performer because this basically high-flying stunt act that was performed at Coachella, where all of a sudden it appears at the beginning of his set, he jumps out of this old RV that then proceeds to explode. Now, he is attached to a harness, but the crowd just goes wild when he hops on out and then it like explodes.
Awesome intro.
Great intro.
Get the people going.
Kind of maybe a little Mike Jackson vibes on this. You know, okay. Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
You know,
people always be trying to reach for him. Yeah, that's it. It's entertainment.
Yeah. Like Thriller. This kind of looks like a Thriller scene.
Yeah. And this, you know, I think concert stuff, that's where they make their buku bucks.
Is the performing.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they got a tour to make. Most artists, right? If they're touring, they are making money. That is where they make their money.
Correct.
It's not on the selling.
It's not out of love. Yeah.
No.
Because unlike the Masters, I'm pretty sure the pimento cheese sandwiches at Coachella are
$10,000.
$10,000.
But the Coachella tickets are
$10,000 also. See, they've gone double. Which is good for them.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, who's running really that good show? This is what you want right here. 3 days, pack up, get out.
The Merlefest seems more my speed.
Merlefest is everybody's speed.
But Coachella has the...
Who's in the lineup of Coachella?
A bunch of people.
Is it over now?
It might still be going on. I know Justin Bieber performed last night. I know they had Doja Cat, Tyler, the Creator...
12th to the 14th and then the 19th to the 21st.
Lana Del Rey.
So it looks like it gets picked back up this weekend, Coachella.
Okay.
So it's a 2-weekend festival. They let people go home?
No.
Or you got to stay there during the week?
One time only. No readmittance.
That sounds sketch.
No readmission.
That's a long time to not like do anything though.
They're doing something.
Oh, that's true. There's a Charlotte Music Festival that's happening.
Yes. Loud?
No, I can't remember what it was called. I can't. There is one that's happening though, right now. We'll have to look it up during the break. If you know what it is, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. It was in the news again recently. Something about confirming safety or something like that. They put out some kind of statement. But there's like a music festival.
Love and Life.
Yeah, there it is. Love and Life Music Festival?
That's the one.
Coming to Charlotte. Yep, well.
Merlefest. Coming to Wilkes Community College.
That's every year, baby.
That's it.
25th through the 28th. You can win your tickets. Hey, I have a new dream job.
What?
That morning pep talk for Lake Norman Statesville with Justin, Bill, and Mamie now on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC.
Good morning, OKN. 8:06. Happy Monday. You just hopped in your car. There's quite a few pieces of news that occurred. The pimento cheese sandwiches are still $1.50. Also, my mom texted me this morning. I don't know if this is confirmed or not. Something to do with, like, a robbery at a QT in Huntersville this morning. I Googled it. I don't see it. It could be the most breaking news possible. And I don't know if it's true or not. But, you know, shout out to my mom for texting me that this morning. I hope it's not true.
Same.
But if it is, be vigilant.
There is only one source I trust beyond my two eyes, and that is
the internet.
My mother.
Mm.
So.
Yep. AKA the internet.
Something's definitely up.
If something's going on somewhere. Usually somewhere in the world. There's quite a few things that happened in the world over the weekend. Okay. I wait till the adult stuff. I try to till the 8 o'clock hour. I feel like the kids, you know, they get dropped off at school in the 7 o'clock hour. Statistically. Mm. Debatable.
Yeah.
did you see over the weekend at all? Any of it?
I did see a little bit.
Lot of bombs and drones shot at Israel over the weekend.
Correct.
A lot. And
correct.
They have one of those iron domes.
Yes.
That shoots down things shot at them.
Yes.
What an oppressive situation, the defense counter tactics that took place, because they got onslaughted. It was hundreds of missiles shot at Israel over the weekend by Iran. And I don't think one death. I could be wrong. I'm almost positive not one death. There was one injury of a woman on a base, an Israeli woman on a base, but I don't think there was any death. That's impressive. We talk about hundreds of missiles. Hundreds of missiles. And we definitely played our part in protecting, and we did, as we should. Interesting scenario of the world, though, right now. And I've said, and I say that just to kind of remind everyone, look, I can tell you how it ends. Israel ain't going nowhere. Israel ain't getting wiped off the map. But certainly signs of things to come. There's no doubt about that. Hug your loved ones. Coachella going on this weekend as well again. I don't have tickets. $10,000 doesn't do it for me.
Got those Merlefest tickets.
Can't do it. We will be giving away the Merlefest tickets at some point. Somebody else who's back, and we're doing a lot of sports today because Mamie's gone. If you hadn't noticed, Mamie's in New York. If you were wanting to hear the sweet sounds of her voice, she'll be back on Wednesday. But you know who else is back? I teased it a little earlier. Your boy McGregor.
Yeah, what's up with McGregor?
So did you see the UFC bout this weekend?
I did not.
Did you see the clip of Holloway?
I did. Is that the man who won via knockout? Was like, let's do it right here at the buzzer.
Last 10 seconds of the final round says, let's stand in the middle of the octagon and go toe-to-toe.
So let's just blow it out.
And he knocked the dude out. After the match, it was announced McGregor's back. June 29th, it's a Saturday, McGregor versus Chandler. I believe he's in a different weight class, 170 pounds. 170 pounds. McGregor is going to be back inside the octagon June 29th.
Is that what Mike Chandler is at?
Yep.
Because it's a lot for fighters to have to go up and down weight classes, but I know McGregor is kind of used to doing it.
Yeah.
170 is stout.
That seems like it's an aggressive.
For his frame?
What should we call it? Group?
Yes.
Seems aggressive.
Yeah, that's where you got some. I don't want any part of any classes. I'm just thinking of.
I don't even know if I want to be in the splash zone of that one. You know what I mean? I don't even want to be near it.
Right.
But McGregor's coming back. With all the videos I've seen of McGregor on my timeline, do you think that this is because of those? Like, hey, wait a second. No, I'm not down in the dumps.
Right.
I'm not over here.
I've been training.
Frosty's not in my nose every day.
I've been training.
Been hiding in a liquor cell, drinking my liquor, fighting my matches.
I've been training.
Yeah.
Is he Irish or Scottish?
He's Irish.
Irish.
I've been training.
Look at the Irish.
I don't need luck.
I've got the Irish.
I'm the double champ.
The double champ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two-time champ. Double champ when he had championships at two different weight classes.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
You watching this one?
I'll probably miss it.
I'll probably watch the highlights.
Yeah, I'll try to, yeah.
You think, who do you think wins?
In
understanding, I know nothing of McGregor's current condition and whether or not this weight class means anything to him.
I don't either. Have you seen the new movie Roadhouse?
I have not seen it.
Remake, obviously. Not a remake.
But McGregor's in it.
Yes, he is. Now, I have not seen it. Started to watch it, I think, on Friday night.
Okay.
Fell asleep.
Ooh, that's not a good sign.
Haven't watched it. Didn't even see Conor McGregor show up in the movie just yet. So, looking forward to getting back and catching up.
Where was the wait? So that was Friday night.
Yeah.
Was there anything over the weekend that made you say, oh, shoot, I need to go back and watch this?
No, I actually watched Napoleon, though.
You did?
I did.
That's funny because they must have known that someone, our timelines must be connected because I got posts on my timeline about how inexpensive it was to make Napoleon.
Oh, really?
It's only like a $40,000 movie or something like that.
Really?
Some very, very low number compared to most movies.
Sure.
I mean, it made $50 million?
In hindsight, I mean, it kind of just brushed through a lot. I mean, you really got to pay attention to Napoleon. It goes
so many
goes quickly.
Moves.
Right.
Big life events.
Right. It's crazy how guys would just be like, oh, they don't like me in Prussia? All right, well, we're going. Load up.
Where's Prussia? Like Russia?
Yeah, old school Russia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, old school.
Is that a reference in Napoleon? Like, yeah. We don't like it?
No, I like it. I think it's funny that people, how the distance they would have to travel to go settle beefs. Yeah. Because they have to do it the old school way. Horse and buggy, walking. Yeah.
Who does?
Armies.
Okay.
Right? Like if I'm going to go.
Oh, you're talking about. Oh, got it.
I have to go. We have to meet.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to travel. That alone is going to take some time. Then we have to do the fighting.
Right.
Then we have to come back.
We need a lot of pimento cheese sandwiches.
A lot of pimento cheese sandwiches. They actually didn't have it. They didn't have enough.
You think they bought the local cuisine?
Malnourished. Oof. Yeah. Tough sledding.
That gets rough. I did mention the end of the last hour. I do have a new dream job.
What is it?
I want to be the guy who really helps save the day. And there's really one thing that you can do that. And I'm pretty sure that this is a hired position. American Airlines? Or is it Alaska Airlines? Or is Alaska owned by American?
This clip that you have here.
You gotta have somebody who's willing to do the hard work. And part of that becomes being the guy who drives the truck so when the plane lands, the gear actually works. And so you use the back of your pickup truck for the front of a plane to land its front tires. That's what we want. Boom. That's what we're looking for right there. WSIC News, all the socials.
Yeah, that's not real.
Why?
That's
why
a good ad.
You don't think that's real?
No.
You don't think that a truck could do that?
No. I think that truck would. Yeah, no. No.
That's a Nissan, dude. That's
like a how Nissan. It just stops.
Yeah.
Break.
Yeah. Let me save the day here. So a plane couldn't get down its landing gear properly. What happens? Person drives in, saves the day. Lets the plane land in the back of their pickup.
No, let's back a bystander who randomly sees that this landing gear isn't going, decides to veer off into the airport.
No. They were picking up, not correct. Even dropping off.
Correct.
Yeah.
And speed the exact same speed as the plane.
Absolutely. 400 miles an hour.
And just settles it.
Nicely.
Nicely. That.
And it was really good how the car is able to kind of come in at the last second.
Correct.
And just get positioned. Because, you know, sometimes when they land the planes, you know, they kind of rock it back left and right. And you're wondering, oh, shoot, are they going to make this?
Right.
But sure enough, they make it. Just like this truck.
That's your dream job.
That's not a bad gig.
That gig looks terrifying.
I mean, that's a matter of perspective.
I'd rather take the Master's Caddy gig.
Okay. Compare that one to a job that just offers you practical advice. Compare that job to the other one that just offers you practical advice. Then let's go to that one.
All right.
Actually, no, wait. Let's save it. We got hit by the heartbreak. Love you, digital fam. We'll come back.
Want to talk with Justin, Bill, or Mamie? Give them a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on WSIC.
Good morning, LKN. 818. No idea where I got cut off in the break, but that's okay. Sometimes in life, you have no idea where the road will start and where it will stop. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation, $3 each day, each way to commute from Iredell down to the city of Charlotte. You're cruising the HOV lane with Jeff. Jeff, how are things looking?
Well, things are getting a little more hectic out here. There's an accident to report, 77 southbound between exit 36 and 42. There's an accident there, so if you're in Statesville or Troutman, you'll either want to take 21 Bethesda Road, Triplett Road, or Perth Road if you're in Troutman. Stay off of 77 South between Troutman and Mooresville. There is an accident there. Very heavy traffic to report in the Cornelius, Huntersville area. Starting at about mile marker 26 southbound to about 24, and then gets heavy again around exit 23 Gilead Road. And then also going into the city of Charlotte, traffic is starting to slow down past 85 on 77 south. Northbound from 485 and 77 until up through Huntersville, there's stop-and-go traffic, so be careful there. I haven't heard of any problems in the Statesville, the Troutman-Mooresville area except for that accident. And keep in mind, 21 will get a lot more traffic on it whenever there's an accident. So just be careful if you're on 21 in the Troutman-Mooresville area.
All right, Jeff, RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. Busy morning, it sounds like, for a Monday. Jeff, real quick, how was Ohio this past weekend?
It was great. I got to go up to Huron and eat Lake Erie perch, and we got to do some stuff at the Amish country. And so one of the things that was interesting, I'd never seen this before, there was an Amish horse and buggy outside of Ashland, Ohio, with five mattresses strapped to the top and one on the back. So, you know, they have maybe 12 or 13 children. And so somebody was in need of a lot of mattresses.
Were they moving?
Yeah, it was a horse and buggy going down the road with five mattresses on top and one strapped to the back. So it's always interesting going into Amish country. You never know what you might see.
Should we bring back horse and buggy here on 77? What do you think?
Well, I was at an Amish man's house, and I joked with my wife if we wanted to see about trading our car for a horse and buggy. But who knows? The way Biden's economy is going, we might all have to go back to horse and buggy.
Jeff, pulling out the zingers this morning. RideiCats.com, alternative transportation. Jeff, we appreciate you. Drive safe out there, and a little faster than horse and buggy. A little faster than horse and buggy, hopefully. We appreciate you, sir.
All right, have a great day.
You too, bye. RideiCats.com. I like Jeff with the little Biden zinger, too. That was good on that one.
I did, too. I thought you were going to hit him with the horns.
I thought about it. I thought about it. I didn't want to show any implicit bias.
Right.
I didn't want to be a Furloin.
Horn worthy, though.
A little in post action. Definitely horn worthy. Okay, so where we got cut off at. Dream job. I said it was the vehicle that now will be hired by American Airlines to, when the planes land, the front wheel is going to have to go into the back of the truck bed. It's the only way that American can make their technology and their systems work. But alternative to that, okay, if not that job, why not another job that involves swimming in the ocean with a camera? But not like the normal part of the ocean, the part of the ocean where all the sharks are. And then being able to just slowly encounter the shark. Is that a better alternative gig? Because if you're in the middle of the ocean, and really the whole point here is to test your job is to test your nerves. Because when the shark is coming, you're not supposed to act like you're, you know, hurt, injured, running away, because you can't outrun a shark in the ocean, by the way. Let me be very clear about that. And what you want to do is look them right in the eye. This would be your job. Look the shark right in the eye. And if you really had to, You also need to be able to punch him in the nose.
Right. That job sounds equally as terrifying. I cannot lie.
Shark in the ocean, under the water, that you may have to punch in the face, or...
Neither. I'm sticking to the caddy.
Driving the truck where the front of every American airline plane, the front landing gear would have to go down into the back of it to save. Because this is the other thing. It's just you and the shark in the ocean. This is a mano-a-mano gig.
Okay, I can see.
Average plane, 200 passengers.
Sure.
120 passengers.
Right.
Somewhere in that range. You're also responsible for their lives. Which job?
I'm going to be the caddy.
Okay, so you're going with the take 10% of the purse for walking a golf course for 4 days.
Yes.
I can't blame you for that.
Right.
I can't be upset at that.
Yeah.
No, what if it's raining, though? What if it's raining? What if they change the Masters to the wintertime?
Yeah, no, I would still do it. I would definitely.
Because you don't like cold.
I don't like cold, but you got to work sometime.
Maybe that's a move for golf, like to revert, like we talk about the winner, the person doing the best gets to choose the tee times for the others. Maybe we change golf up, having all of them happen in the dead of winter.
I think there is something cool to playing in the elements.
I agree with you. We should also try night golf.
Right.
In the PGA Tour.
I agree with that. Under the lights.
Not glow in the dark balls.
No.
And there's not a professional team there hunting for everyone's balls.
Yes. No, yeah. You got to find your own.
Let's get the strokes up.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like that's half the battle.
We need more scoring.
When you play golf and you don't have someone hunting for your ball, right? Like, they don't lose a ball ever. Like, okay, you hit it in the water. That's a stroke. But just, I'm talking about the normal, like, you tee off. It's a straight on. Let's say it's a straight on par four. But, you know, you got a little bit of a draw or a hook. You end up in the woods. Not out of bounds. You clearly saw it land and it's within bounds, but you can't find it by the time you get to your ball. How many strokes on your car do you think that is? At least in around in 18 holes, call it 4 strokes.
Yeah.
Give or take. If you're playing legitimately.
Sure.
Which means you're not playing with us. But if you're playing, that's 4 strokes right there on your card. That these pros don't get purely because they've been coddled too much.
I agree.
Let them hunt for their own ball.
Yeah, I'm with it.
You got to move the needle somehow. You got to do it somehow. National holidays. You know, today's National Tax Day. Kind of a big day.
It is.
It's kind of a big day. If you hadn't filed your taxes yet, you want to file them or file an extension. Don't know much about Joshua Dobie. I heard him talking about it on Thursday. Dollars and cents. If you missed the episode, you can go back and listen to it on the podcast, which is on the WSIC News app, by the way, if you haven't downloaded on iOS or Android. You can download and catch every show that's podcasted on there, plus some great local deals. But Joshua Dobie talking about, what was it, 90 million Americans have filed extensions already, I think, is what he said. It was a big number.
It was a big number.
It was a big old number.
Yes.
More than
the IRS. The IRS will not text you.
Oh, I heard you ask that question.
Yes, they will not text you. They won't even call you.
No, they don't do that. They send you a letter in the mail.
Correct. And yeah, you should verify that. There are a lot of scams out there. Tons. That's the only reason I'm sharing this.
Absolutely. Don't get caught on the phone. Hey, this is the IRS calling you, reminding you of your $100,000 payment that you need to wire to
you
this.
You could either pay $500 now or
in gift cards.
Right. Or in Amazon gift cards.
Amazon gift cards also works.
Yes.
Yeah. And here's the code. So don't.
Did you see that the IRS said that in Atlanta, I saw over the weekend, that you have to have your photo ID to get your refund check?
What?
And so it was either yesterday or Friday. Just a line. I'm talking like, looked like everybody was going to a soccer game just outside the IRS building in Atlanta.
But you had to have an ID?
That's what they said.
Okay, now, come on. You got to have an ID to get your refund check. Your money. Your own money.
Right.
But you ain't got to have an ID to vote.
Right.
What? These people is wild, man.
Right.
They be making up rules out here.
Just people like you and me.
Just making up rules.
I wish it wasn't. I wish it wasn't so. Trust me.
Oh, they let some people like us just in control of these random arms of the government.
Yeah.
Just let it happen. Let it happen. So National Tax Day. Today's day, April 15th. Big day today.
Do your taxes.
Yeah. Jackie Robinson Day as well. For all you baseball fans.
Yes.
And just freedom fans. McDonald's Day?
McDonald's Day.
Same day as Tax Day. Because you got to go eat. That's all that's left.
Right. After tax. That value meal.
That's it. International Micro Volunteering Day. I'm loving it. Mm. That was JT, right?
That was JT.
Mm-hmm. I knew it.
Good jingle.
I felt it. I don't know what that one is. National Anime Day.
National Anime. You a big anime guy?
Pokemon's anime.
Yes.
We watched Pikachu a little bit over the weekend. The
movie. Did you?
Pikachu the movie. You seen it?
The detective one?
Yeah.
With
the kid?
Who is the voice of Pikachu? Isn't Ryan Reynolds?
Pika. Oh, yeah. I think it is Ryan Reynolds. Yeah, because he does actually talk in that one. No, you're right.
Right. I think it's Ryan Reynolds.
I'm not used to Pikachu talking. That's a good point. I didn't even think about Pika. That. Yeah, Pika.
Right, in different tones.
Pika?
Pika. Kind of like me all weekend.
Well, you didn't go back and watch the movie that you started on Friday?
Right.
There's a few more national holidays going on here. We'll talk about some. Some of these are questionable, but I guess if it's tax day, these all must be related. These all must be related. We are going to talk with Joe Berg as well.
Yes.
WSIC sports director, host of The Scoreboard with Joe Berg, airs Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. Quite a few things happening in sports. Maybe he's got a take on the Charlotte FC situation.
I'm sure he does. We finished a game.
How about Texas, too? A few things happened in Texas. Few things happened in Charlotte, not just soccer, but basketball too. I follow sports.
Keep it right here. Justin, Bill, and Mamie will be right back with more Good Morning LKN on 105.9, 100.7 WSIC. Local starts here. They're back. More of Justin, Bill, and Mamie now. It's Good Morning LKN from WSIC. Local starts here.
Good morning, OKN. 8:34. Happy Monday to you. Busy weekend in sports. A lot going on. Let's talk about it with Joe Berg, WSIC's sports director, host of The Scoreboard, airs Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. Joe Berg, favorite sports moment of the weekend?
Ooh, man. There's a lot. There is a lot. I actually have to go with something that I didn't think was going to be my favorite, and that being the NASCAR Cup Series this weekend.
Ooh.
The
race was more enjoyable than I originally thought that it would be, mostly because nobody was able to drive the track. It was a one-lane racetrack, and anytime you tried to make a pass on the high side, if you saw any of the highlights, you just lost control of your car and went into the wall. Which made for some pretty entertaining racing at the end of the race.
Well, also Xfinity, I believe, tied for the second closest finish, 0.002 seconds in Xfinity.
Yes, that was, and we had one earlier this year at Atlanta where it was a 3-wide finish.
Yes.
With the exact same margin of victory. The difference with this one is it was in the daytime, so that slow-mo shot that they show of the cars coming to the line, you could actually see pretty clearly that it was basically a toenail that Sam Mayer beat Ryan Sieg by at the line. That was
stuck
one of the most
right
entertaining.
Right through the windshield.
Oh, yeah, right through the windshield. It was cars-esque.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Sticking the tongue, yeah, I like that. Yeah. All right, NASCAR, does it change? Chase Elliott winning, does that move your point structure thought on the year at all?
Well, I'll tell you what, I thought Kyle Busch was going to have a resurgence this year, and that has yet to happen. I didn't believe that Chase Elliott was going to get a win anytime soon. It's been a weird year and a half, really, for him, going back to the end of last year as well. After that injury where he wasn't able to win, and now he finally gets a win. Hendrick has been dominating. Chevy has been pretty good as well. I think this does change things. I would be hard-pressed to count out Chase Elliott once we get late in the season here.
I'm curious, does the car matter anymore, like the car brand? Is that still like a big thing in racing? Like, is that
it is?
Because you know, if you go to Charlotte Motor Speedway, they even have like the Chrysler section, the Ford section. They break it out like that. Like, it's like rivalries.
It is, yeah, and it is still important. You know, you have your old school fan who will root for a certain manufacturer. Even going to the performance of the cars, the manufacturer matters. And when we get to Talladega next weekend, it's going to matter a lot because you'll see the Chevys pitting under green flag with the Chevys, the Fords with the Fords, and the Toyotas all sticking together. So it is pretty important.
So that's a big race next week. And also simultaneously, I believe same day, Charlotte FC has a match. What's your take on the Charlotte FC win over the weekend?
They got a win. They tried not to. That's the way I'll put it. They tried not to get a win. They actually scored in the 85th minute to take a 3-2 lead and ended up getting the win. But, man, that stoppage time with Charlotte FC, whenever you see an extended stoppage time with them, it makes me nervous because they just cannot seem to hold a lead in that time. But they did it this week. I'm surprised. They were helped out by a red card right at the end of the game. But Charlotte FC back on the right track, finally getting another win. Now, they got a long way to go when it comes to the standings this year. They got off to a really bad start, which means, you know, you get off to that bad start and you're just playing catch up for the rest of the year. And that's kind of what we're seeing right now is they're not high up in the standings. They've gotten buried early here.
Joe Berg, are you familiar with these fan groups that follow around, you know, MLS and all that? Like Charlotte, is it Carolina Hooligans? You familiar with any of these groups?
I think I've heard of it, but I haven't seen them out.
Okay. There's some drama going on. The Blue Furia. You heard of Blue Furia?
Okay.
The leader of Blue Furia, she got attacked by Carolina Hooligans, they say, after the match, and they are not happy. As anybody wouldn't be, and demanding some answers here. So pretty interesting stuff happening at the Charlotte FC local level here with some of these local things. She got beat up. That's not okay.
That's not okay. I'm looking at the press release right now.
I'm not trying to make light of this situation, but no. Do you think that the Carolina Hooligans came out and were like
they knew it was her?
We did this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
we claim responsibility. We did this.
Section 232 is ours. She knew better.
I didn't know that there were rival tailgates. I really did not know that.
Especially because I thought we were same team.
Same team.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me.
For the crown.
Something's off here.
Yeah. Something's off.
Sora will unfold, I'm sure.
Sounds like a whole...
We'll look into it. Yep. We'll look into it.
J6 scenario, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Who knows?
Oh, no.
All right, Joe, what else we got going on in sports?
C14, is that what you're saying?
Baseball also taking place right now. Anything fun happening in baseball world? I know it's...
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. It's Jackie Robinson Day.
That's right.
Every single player on the field will be wearing number 42 today. One of the best events that they put on all season long. Nobody in the league wears number 42 anymore. The last player to legally wear 42 without it being Jackie Robinson Day was Mariano Rivera with the New York Yankees. Mm. He's been retired, so every single year right around this time, we have Jackie Robinson Day to celebrate him.
Nice little fact there, Joe.
Absolutely.
Like that's a nice fact, but that gets rather confusing, doesn't it, for like umpires, like who's in, who's out, like, oh, number 42's in.
I'm sure it does get a little bit weird, but, you know, with baseball, everything's so much more, weird. I'll say, intimate with, you know, the manager will come out to the umpire in between innings and say, hey, here's the substitution that we're making. So I'm sure they're going to be a little bit more on top of things, saying, let's make sure we got the right people. Because if you bat out of order or if you play in a position that you're not really supposed to, there are consequences. So you got to make sure you're dotting your I's and crossing your T's.
But it was number 42.
It was number 42.
So
you got to say.
The problem is. Yeah. All right. What about basketball? Charlotte Hornets getting a win in the last season, last game of the regular season.
Yeah. Maybe some momentum, huh?
That's right.
Yeah. It's early. It is very early. It's early in the off season. That's for sure. We're still waiting to see who the head coach is going to be for the Charlotte Hornets. But I'm more interested in the WNBA right now. The WNBA draft is coming up, and it's today, 7:30. Yes, today. We just ended the tournament. In the drafts today, we already know who the number one overall pick is going to be.
No.
It's going to be Caitlin Clark.
Oh,
what are the ratings for this event going to be? Is the WNBA going to be able to continue the women's basketball momentum and actually attract people to watch the draft? Now, maybe they will. Maybe it'll be we're going to watch the first pick, watch the celebration, and then turn it off. but it's still better than what it's been in the past. So I'm curious to see how that goes down tonight.
You mean the ratings of like the draft or yes. the season?
The draft itself.
Well, is there any question where Caitlin Carr's going
to
go?
No, but it could be a leading indicator as to how the season might go.
It could, yeah. And if it's up, you know, 20% even, that's good news for the WNBA. They are going to have a lot of Indiana Fever games on national television this year. ESPN is going to be hosting them quite often. So if the ratings go out to a good start at the draft, I expect the momentum to continue when women's basketball is going to be a major sport in the U.S. coming soon.
Caitlin Clark was on a Saturday Night Live.
Did you watch? Weekend.
Yeah, I watched the clip.
I watched that clip. Yeah, I thought she did pretty good.
I thought she did great.
Nice clip.
She did great.
Pretty good.
All right, so, does Caitlin Clark become a head coach later on in her career, Joe Berg? Let's go ahead and bet that now.
Sometimes the GOATs aren't great coaches.
I'm not arguing with that.
The GOATs usually aren't.
Terrible coach.
Did Brady even try coaching?
No,
he might.
Joe,
he might try a comeback. Yeah. Did you hear that story?
No.
It's not surprising.
He said that if a team is interested in him late in the season because of an injury, he has no problem with coming to play.
I bet you don't, Tom.
yeah, I don't know about Caitlin Clark. Let's get through a season. Let's get through a career, maybe, and then we can talk about coaching. She's got a lot on her plate right now and a lot of eyes on her.
What's up this week in the local sports game, Joe?
Oh, man, the baseball scene has been rough. Schools in the area have been losing. I'll tell you what, right in south of us, though, Charlotte, they have a few good teams down there. South Mecklenburg is ranked 23rd in the state of North Carolina. Charlotte Christian at 15th. And then out in Concord is Cox Mill High School. Mm-hmm. They're ranked 9th in the state of North Carolina. So everybody hyper locally is kind of struggling right around that 500 mark. But just outside of our area, there's some good baseball being played.
All right. Joe Berg, WSIC Sports Director, host of The Scoreboard with Joe Berg, airs Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. Some hot takes. Joe, anything good for the show today? You got about 5 seconds.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. You're going to have to tune in to find out.
Ooh.
We'll have more Good Morning LKN coming up on 105.9 100.7 WSIC. Give us a call now at 844-STUDIO-4. It's Good Morning LKN on 105.9 100.7 WSIC.
Good Morning LKN, 8:48. Happy Monday to you. It's starting off with some good weather is what you hope for. That's how you want your week to start. When you get up, first thing you do. Next, you look outside and you see the great weather. National holidays, we're going to pick it back up. Titanic Remembrance Day. Do you remember Titanic? Remember it like it was yesterday. It was a beautiful weather day, kind of like this. People setting off, heading across the great big blue. Come to a chance to be in America. World Art Day. Gotta love some art. Plenty of art going on. All kinds. Universal Day of Culture. And then some birthdays. Well, birthdays are a great thing. Because that can get you some prizes if it's your birthday. See, you're supposed to get prizes on your birthday. You're supposed to get things on your birthday. Maybe. I mean, at least that's how we celebrate. If people think to celebrate them on their birthday. And you can do that every day. With the Home Ad Show, airs 9 to 11, Monday through Friday. Patrick Reynolds, the host of that show, we're going to talk with him in just a couple of minutes here, see how his weekend was. Plenty of events going on all around the community. I got to go back to the International Micro-Volunteering Day. Is that just like volunteer for one kind of little thing? Like in the chain of volunteerism? Let me be a micro-volunteer? So I'm not gonna volunteer my entire afternoon. Just merely a portion of it. Maybe that's what it's about. Bite-sized actions. Kind of like a, you know, one step forward type mantra. Not a bad thing. It could definitely be worse. Tax day. Don't forget about that one. That's a big one. National Laundry Day. Okay, so this is what I'm leading up to because it's what we're trying. We're going to try a new tactic at the house. I don't know if it's going to change anything. Typically, we take the methodology of here's the corner, pile the clothes up, by the end of the week, we'll take care of one big pile. That's certainly one approach to it. We are now going to switch that up and go now more for one load of laundry, you know, every couple of days, make the pile smaller. Someone who might know, you said it's Bitcoin Lenny on the phone? Bitcoin Lenny's on the phone. Bitcoin Lenny, do you do the laundry just on the weekend game, or do you do the, you know, incremental wash it a couple times throughout the week so then it's not 15 loads on the weekend?
I keep the washing machine going consistently with a 6-month-old.
There you go.
Sir, that washer machine and dryer is nonstop. So 15 loads of laundry would be a light week.
There you go.
I'm folding very well, though. You know, going to a military academy, learning how to fold everything nice and tight. Like, that's my primary responsibility when it comes to laundry.
Hey, Bitcoin Lenny, Bill here. Hope you're doing well. Great to hear from you. Haven't heard from you in a couple months. So it's Monday morning. Everybody's on their way to work. What have you got to say to the people to get us through the work week? You got any inspiration for us?
Ooh, inspiration? I was coming to WSIC for some inspiration, but man, the tables have been turned.
You like that?
Well, the sun is shining. Every day above dirt is a good day. We got to thank the Lord for
That's
this
it.
Blessed day that we have, but we got to appreciate the people that are out there laying their lives on the company line, like the gentleman over in Lumberton, North Carolina this weekend. May he rest in paradise, his family be taken care of, and may the suspect, you know, serve what is due to him. But for everybody else out there, be safe, but work hard. Know that we're all in this together, and even though we're all in our own little realities all at once, so let's just remember that and appreciate everybody and appreciate yourself and appreciate this air that you get to breathe today.
That's it, baby.
Thanks, Lenny.
Love it, man.
That's it.
All right, man. Well, you have a great day. Now I gotta explain to people what you just brought up, which was the carjacking that took place. And I believe
now you gotta also help to motivate us as well. But yes, you need to explain that for sure.
What you want me to motivate? You want me to get concealed carry permits raised up? What you want me to get motivated? You tell me what's the end objective. Give me my KPI here, and then we'll make it work.
I just think that we need to focus on the people that want to come together and protect each other and be in this, you know, life together, and that's gonna quickly weed out those that don't want to be a part of it. So I think gathering those of like-mindedness versus all of us just independently behind our phones. So I would say, how can we show, unity by trying to gather more together? It's good to be together, right?
It's good to be together.
It's always good to be together. You guys are my besties, and we don't get together enough, right? So how can we all try to get together more? Because I think that's going to quickly weed out those that don't want to be a part of the good things going on in this world. And it's going to be easier to weed them out if people just come together.
Amen, Lenny.
What I gathered from that now is, if you go to WSICnews.com and click on Bitcoin Lenny's compound, you can register to move into Bitcoin Lenny's compound and gather together with everyone in one unifying voice. That's what I got out of that.
That's it, for the crown.
For the crown. So I got that landing page set up now on the website,
the
Bitcoin
crown.
Lenny, you're the man, brother. Hope you have a great week.
Yes, you guys as well. Bless you all. Talk to you later. Bye.
I'm that introspective this morning. Yeah, and what Lenny's talking about, there's a video on Twitter. I don't know if it may have happened in Lumberton. What I saw in some of the posts I saw about it is that the worker was from Fayetteville.
Yes.
And his work truck got jacked. A firearm was branded.
Yes.
Issued something. Right. And then the guy steals the work truck, but then comes back and just plows through the guy.
Yeah, it's a terrifying.
It's not a good scene by any stretch of the imagination. No, so
not playing.
Make sure your parental settings are appropriate on X. And yeah,
terrible.
Plenty of things to do about the weekend. You do need to be safe in general. I always tell people when I see, like, when I go to some of these events and, like, I'm chatting, like, sometimes, like, I like to, don't be weird about this, but I like to, you know, say hey to the kids, you know what I mean, that are there. I'd like to talk to the children. I don't say, like, hey, you guys want some candy or anything like that. But I just, you know, check on them, make sure everything's okay. I always tell them, be safe, you know what I mean? Because, like, as a kid out and about, I think back to Bill when we were, gosh, 12, 14 years old running around these streets. It's just a different atmosphere now. The world is different than it was 20 years ago. But events and stuff are going to happen. And there's plenty of great events. I'm not saying that that around here you should feel uncomfortable or anything like that. But just be vigilant. But somebody who you do want to see at events, Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show, airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. He does a lot of stuff with Waves Entertainment all around. Plenty of things going on. Patrick, what was your favorite event of this past weekend?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Patrick. Wait, let me reciprocate.
Recip?
Reciprocate. Oh, aren't we clever?
Yeah.
Aren't we clever?
For a Monday.
Yeah.
We're working.
Any day, you know? We just heard every day, you know? It's a fantastic thing. My favorite event over the weekend, I was part of a community outdoor movie on Saturday night with Waves Entertainment. There was an HOA down in Charlotte, had an outdoor movie with their community, and Waves brought in a big LED wall and a sound system and a big field. We had Saturday night at the movies outside. It was a lot of fun. We watched the Super Mario Brothers movies. I would say that was my favorite event. That was fun.
That's pretty good. That's a good movie.
It was fun.
Did you watch the NASCAR race over the weekend?
I kept track of it. No, I was not in front of the TV the entire time, but I heard the sports update with you and Joe in the earlier segment, and I was thinking of my own responses to your questions there, and Texas, far more entertaining than I think we all gave it credit for on about Thursday or Friday last week of what we're going into the weekend.
Yeah, so, you and Joe are hating on Texas hard, man.
Yeah, well, the reconfiguration has not produced good racing, and so we went by the body of work, and lo and behold, that shows how much we know about the world of sports, because it was a pretty entertaining race weekend down in Fort Worth.
Should we have like a Hot Wheels-style track where cars go upside down through the double loop-de-loops?
Yes, 100% we should do that, and you brought back a memory. I actually saw that in person. I don't know if you remember. You could probably YouTube it, Google it. 2010, 11, 12-ish, somewhere at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, they had a life-size Hot Wheel ramp and a stunt driver do that. Actually, big orange ramp in a loop. The car went down, big loop, jumped hundreds of feet, landed. It's pretty cool. It's there was a real-life Hot Wheels track built at one time. It's neat. So, yes, two thumbs up. Let's do a Hot Wheels track with some loop-de-loops upside-down racing.
Basically a Hot Wheels track every day. The Home Ad Show airs Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Patrick's taking your calls, 844-STUDIO-4, 844-788-3464. Also giving away prizes every day. If you got a birthday or an anniversary, you call in, you chat with these guys, and Patrick and Joe, they'll get you squared away. Patrick, are you in a happy mood today for the callers, or what kind of mood should they expect from you?
I'm in a great mood. Monday, I love Mondays. I miss Home Ad Show. I miss our community. I've been 2 days without you guys. I'm ready. Let's bring it. Monday, great day. You know, I'm like a shark. Sharks don't swim around complaining it's Monday. They're a shark. They bite things. They're sharks. They're sharks. We're Home Ad. We're WSIC.
That's
we don't complain about Monday. That's it.
Let's
right
go.
Here. Bring it. Let's call in. Let's talk.
It seems so aggressive right
I
now.
I love that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's give him a chance to
cool
off.
Okay, I'll throttle back.
Second.
Throttling back.
Got 6 minutes. You got 6 minutes to calm it down over there. Patrick Reynolds, host of the Home Ad Show.
Love the energy, Pat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, guys.
More to come this week. Mamie's out tomorrow again. Woo-hoo. Oh, wait. That means we got to...
Serving you better than ever before. 105.9 100.7 WSIC, Statesville, Mooresville, North Charlotte.